Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
When the United States tied up 309 square miles of state land in Bristol Bay with new regulations, it broke its contract with the state, violating the Cook Inlet Land Exchange of 1976 and violating the Statehood Act of 1953. The state of Alaska filed a complaint in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims asking for damages for its confiscated lands. The state estimates the value of the taken land at more than $700 billion. This account may be among the highest sought in the Court of Federal Claims. This case follows up on the state's efforts last year to take the matter straight to the U.S. Supreme Court. Last July, the state asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear this case and order the EPA to correct its circumvention of a federal permitting process. The court, however, denied that process. No other state in the union relies on its mineral riches as intensely as Alaska does. At statehood, the United States conveyed to Alaska title to the minerals in over 100 million acres of the new state's land, with the expectation that the state would develop these mineral resources to support its economy and the well-being of its citizens, said Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy. The Alaska Constitution requires that the state manage its resources for the maximum benefit of its people, and reliance on our national resources is the cornerstone of Alaska's statehood promise. Yet, the federal government would turn back these state lands, these lands conveyed to us specifically because of their mineral value, into a de facto national park. It is wrong, and Alaska will challenge it. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The Ketchumek Science Conference is to be held in Homer this week. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The annual Ketchumek Bay Science Conference, presented by the University of Alaska Anchorage's Ketchumek Bay National Estuarine Research Reserve and the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, begins this week. This year's conference title is Cultivating Knowledge for Healthy Ecosystems and Communities. The four-day event began Sunday evening at 4 p.m. at the Ketchumek Bay campus, but it is free to attend, and those wishing to join are invited to participate. This year's conference will be an in-person event for the first time since 2018. It will feature presentations by scientists who will provide new information about Ketchumek Bay and its surrounding coasts and waters to help inform each other and the public about the state of our ecosystem. Other evening events include a teacher-focused session, a luncheon discussion on invasive species, reservation for that is required, a community conversation on change with the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies' Katie Gavinas, and a final evening celebration on March 19th with catered food provided by the Tickled Pear, a poster session, and expo booths. The celebration will also host dancers from Port Graham and Nanwalek. To see the conference schedule and list of presenters, visit the website at ketchumekbayscience.org. While the event is free and open to the public, event coordinators note that it is important to register for workshop sessions and special events. Further details available by visiting this article at radiokenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game, to protect returning king salmon and ensure fishing opportunities in the future, ADF Angie is implementing the following sport fishing regulation restrictions for early run king salmon in the Kasiloff River drainage effective 12:01 a.m. Wednesday, May 1st through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, June 30th. The bag and possession limit for king salmon 20 inches or greater in length is two hatchery-produced fish. Hatchery-produced king salmon are recognizable by a heeled adipose finned clip scar. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.